All right, so yesterday I was awoken early in the morning because somebody was texting me to let me know that there was a story put out by Josh Weir in the Canton Repository about Manny Powell from the McKinley Bulldogs and that he was leaving McKinley. Now, we don't know where he's going, JT, but on his, what was it, his Facebook page, you know, he posted comments about the fact that he was leaving, and of course he was one of the guys that stood up for, spoke out for Marcus Watley, who was relieved of his duties because of the disciplinary tactic they used, and Antonio Hall's taking over as the interim head football coach. And it caught me by surprise because I think all of us were thinking, well, so far so good, right? We hadn't heard anything about anybody raising you know, a stink about Antonio Hall as the head coach, and everybody was good to go. But now the best player on McKinley's football team comes out and says, no, I am leaving because what's going on at McKinley is an absolute mess, is a way I'm paraphrasing what he said on his Facebook page.
Yeah, we had seen last week that he accepted an offer to play football at Arkansas. So right. Everything's in place. You're going to be a D1 player. We had wondered what could happen. And we had thought that since they pretty much hired from within, that all things would just move along smoothly, and that's obviously right. Not the case. And due to the circumstances that went down, can you really blame a kid? And it seems as though, you know, during the transition stage from coach to interim coach, seems like there's plenty of unrest there, doesn't it?
Yeah, and his comments were, I cannot fake the emotions I have with the whole school district for what has been going on at the school. I do not like it, and it doesn't feel right for me to play for a school that is falling apart. I will not attend McKinley. Those were his comments. Now, you and I, we had Antonio Hall on the show not too long ago,
right.
And one of the questions we asked him, well, just take a listen, Brian. Antonio, are you at all concerned about not having the whole locker room behind you after some of them came out and spoke on the behalf of Marcus Watley and wanted him to return? Is there any concern there? And if so, how do you win them over?
I think there's zero concern on my part for the simple fact that, you know, my relationship with them and their relationship with Coach Watley has nothing to do with one another. I've been in locker rooms where, you know, there's been turnaround, there's been change, there's been abrupt change, and you know, I've had close coaches to me that have been fired or moved on, and that's just a part of the maturation process. But given the guys' attitude, their energy, the way they've been working the past month, I don't see it being a split locker room or anything like that. You know, do they still have close ties with some of those coaches? Of course they do. And I encourage them to do that because those coaches did a lot for those guys. But I don't think it's going to affect what we're trying to do as far as a team.
All right, so he was thinking there wasn't going to be an issue. You and I were thinking the same thing. Well, obviously there was an issue, and Manny Powell has decided not to play at McKinley this year. So what I did was I reached out to Antonio Hall yesterday, JT, because I was writing a story for WHBC.com. And if you want to see the story, just simply go to WHBC.com, Kenny JT show page, and you can pull it up there, or it might still be one of the top stories on the page. And I asked Antonio about it yesterday, and here's what he texted back to me. He said, as far as I know, he is leaving. I wish him well and all the best. And that was it from Antonio Hall. That's in the story as well. So that's a big loss, JT, this point in the you know, the season. You're getting close to camp. And as you pointed out when we interviewed Antonio Hall, they open up against the Mentor
right.
Cardinals.
It's a huge loss, especially for a program like this, because let's face it, it's a rare commodity, no matter how big your program is in high school, that you get these true D1 scholar athletes, okay?
Right.
Even when we played in the 80s and 90s, there were a few, and yeah, but you know, it's the exception to the rule. It's not the norm that you get guys like a Kenny Peterson, a Mike Doss, an Antonio Hall, all on one team, and they all
right.
get Division I athletes. I mean, even a team like the 81 Bulldogs that won a state title didn't have a lot of guys that went D1. They had a few. There's a sprinkling.
Right.
You know, there's a Sid Lewis here. There's a Philly that plays, you know, at Michigan. But, I mean, that doesn't happen all the time. But when it does happen, and especially on a team like this, with all the things that went on in the offseason, it really hurts when you think about it. But you go back to the Facebook post that he had put up. Now, I'm not reading between the lines, but like I said, he puts a post up a couple of weeks ago, I'm accepting an offer to Arkansas, okay?
Yeah.
But yesterday, or whatever that was, where he posted that he was contemplating not playing at McKinley and the word was starting to leak out, and he pretty much said that, yes, I am not going to play there this year, and for the reasons that you already specified. But at the end of that, he says Bulldog for life. So that kind of leads you into the direction that maybe he doesn't just transfer in this area. Because everybody wants to know, oh, maybe he's going to go to Glen Oak. Maybe he's going to go to Maslin. Maybe he's going to go to Central Catholic. Could he be going to Hoban? And those schools could still all be on the table. But don't think for a second that he may not accept an offer to go maybe play at a prep school or somewhere closer to Arkansas.
Okay. All right. That's
because
a possibility.
That could lead to, you know, getting a head start on your college career. And let's face it, what's big news over the last 2 weeks? Name, image, and likeness.
Sure.
Here comes this D1. Maybe he's going to resurrect the program. I'm not going to say he's the best player that's going to Arkansas in that class, but it sure would give you a leg up. And let's think about it. You go to a prep school, maybe you start earning immediately.
Yeah. Or how about this, JT? How about he doesn't play at all so he doesn't get hurt, and then he enrolls in January at Arkansas and starts early, right?
Wouldn't that be
something? Think about it. Jack Sawyer, my understanding is one of the top recruits on this team, was hurt last year, so didn't play.
Right.
So he was out because of injury. So if you're Manny Powell, and think about the timing of this, too. He makes the decision to go to Arkansas. He accepts the scholarship, signs on the dotted line. He's going there.
Mm-hmm.
So whether he plays or not, he's got a full ride to Arkansas right now. So maybe he doesn't even suit up,
right?
This season in high school football, trains. And then January comes around, he enrolls early like we saw a lot of the kids do this year for Ohio State.
Thing is, if he had already accepted the scholarship, they can't renege on it even if he did play and get hurt, though. You would have to imagine.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, we're seeing this opt-out rule from last year to this year, and they still have the opportunity to opt out if they like to, because let's face it, pandemic's still not over. Did you realize, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and the fact that he would get fined this amount and that amount for not going to mini camp or whatever, but he could still opt out for the season and not play this year and then make himself a free agent because he didn't play in an entire season. So you could still, for all intents and purposes, sit out an entire year, blame it on COVID-19.
Yeah, so that it'll be interesting to see if that's an avenue he goes down, Aaron Rodgers. As far as the responses that we got on our Facebook page, because we posted this on the website at WHBC.com, also at WHBC's Facebook page. JT, I'll just read you quickly some of these comments, okay? I'm not going to read any of the names that are up here. I'll just give you comments. He shouldn't be bailing on his teammates, one comment. Good for him, standing up for what he believes in. Where is he going? People all want to know that. Best player, ? Best players don't abandon their team or their school. Wait, isn't this high school? How can he just leave high school how can he just leave? High school recruitment at its finest, OHSAA.
Yeah.
Take note of this. Good luck, young man. So is he moving to another school district? Wish him well. Where is he going? So that you're getting all kind of different reactions on social media to this announcement that Manny Powell's not playing at McKinley this
year. And we understand why, and we know that a lot of times we're thinking with our heart before our brains and not thinking about and taking into consideration what he's going through. That's not to say that it is or isn't the best deal for the young man, but we wish him well, because when decisions are made, and who can blame a guy? You talk about unrest, and I've been saying for months now, there's something missing from that program. Even when we talked to Antonio Hall, I said the very thing. I said, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something missing. I'm not saying that the only reason he's transferring out is because there's unrest, but when you look at that program, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that there hasn't been a coach that's been in place for more than two or three seasons any time in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, so obviously the tumultuous offseason continues for the Bulldogs. And JT, of course, you knew Maslin people would weigh in on this.
Sure.
And there's Tony Tiger, great. You know, they're happy that this is happening because in the game last year, if you remember, he scored, I think, the only touchdown for McKinley in that blowout loss.
After he had to sit the first half. He came in in the very first series that he got in. They went right down the field and scored. I'm not saying they would have won a game because, obviously, they're outmanned in that game. In my opinion, way out-coached as well. I'm going to say it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And you got some fun memes that are up there making fun of McKinley, obviously. I shouldn't say obviously. Looks like that's coming from Tiger fan, the rival of the McKinley Bulldogs. So, So now the question is, all right, Manny Powell goes. Do they lose anybody else? Right? Is because, again, he's a D1 prospect. He's a Power 5 prospect. So does he go to a Hoban to play with a good team against great competition? Does he sit out? Does he transfer to a prep school like you said? So is he the only one that will bail or leave? Or could we see other players, you know, in the next week or so announce similar decisions?
That's a good question. You could say, do they lose anyone else? But you could also look at it this way. Do they add anyone else? The problem with the program, as I saw it when we talked to Antonio last week, and I asked him this question. You talk about it in the pros, you say we need a change of culture. Well, I talk about it at the high school level, being an alumni at Camp McKinley, that it has always been and always will be tradition. And don't they need to reestablish and start thinking about the tradition of the program? And if that's the case, then you got to look at alumni. You got to look at the school board. Maybe they need to re-embrace the fact that they need to get more consistent with their hires and put people in place, that this sort of thing doesn't happen in the future. And or what can we do to right the ship?
Yeah, it's, I mean, right now they're a good football program, but you're used to them being a great football program, right? Is that fair to say?
Kenny, it's the type of program that sometimes in the past, and anybody that ever laced them up knows, that a lot of times games were won before you ever stepped onto the field at Fawcett. You went up against that team and their fans and their band and everything else that we see, you know, everything that is high school football in Northeast Ohio.
Right.
They lost it somewhere down the line. I don't know what it is. And this is before they go 1-9 in the last 10 meetings with their rival. I mean, I don't know if this is just a matter of being in the Federal League, and no disrespect to any of the other great teams that are in that league, but when you're a Canton McKinley, you're supposed to look down on some of these opponents. You just are. Okay? For whatever reason, that's been lost. I don't know how. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they changed coaching staff so often. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because they built a new stadium, a new high school, whatever. But there's something missing, and I don't know what it is.
I will say this, not having a horse in the race, right? Whether it's McKinley, Maslin, Perry, Lake, whoever, Jackson, name the schools in the federal, all the federal, right? I will say this. From talking to fans when we do our stadium show with Rick Worstell, by the way, Stelly's coming back this year. Looking forward to working with Rick Worstell again on the stadium show before games. When we do that, when I'm walking the sidelines, a lot of times there are fans of the home teams on the sidelines that'll talk to me and ask me, hey, what'd you hear? What's going on? All this, right? Here's my perception of McKinley football from all of that. When I walk the sidelines of teams that are playing Maslin, they're, like you said, they know they're up against it right now, that Maslin is the team to beat in Stark County that has it rolling, even though they haven't won a state championship. When I walk the sidelines of other Federal League schools against McKinley, there is not fear in playing the Bulldogs right now. There is not that. It's not disrespect.
Fear, it's intimidation. They lost the intimidation factor, and it goes in hand in hand with, you know, you go to Maslin, you see the sideliners. You go to North Canton, you see their big booster club. McKinley used to have a huge booster club, Kenny, and not only did they help off the field, they helped during the games. And you go to these games now, and whether or not it's at Tom Benson or at Fawcett Stadium, gone are the days when there were 10, 15,000 fans at these games. You're hard-pressed to even get the family members of some of these. Now, I know last year was a lot different because of the pandemic.
Right.
But the fact remains, the intimidation factor at Canton McKinley, I'm not going to say it's gone, but it's as low as it's been that I can remember.
I concur with that in talking with teams that would play McKinley home or away, JT.
Sure.
They felt they could beat McKinley on any given night with their team. And that's from Jackson to Lake to, Perry. Perry felt they were the team to beat, not McKinley.
That comes with playing these other opponents on a regular basis as well.
Yeah.
It's one thing to play Lake once every 10 years, but once you join a federal league and you play them every year, hey, when I was a sophomore, I got beat up by McKinley if I'm a Lake kid. Now, by the time I'm a junior, senior, what do I care? You're on my turf now, pal. We're on an even playing field, and there's nothing that separates you from me. And that's just in this league. So if you're in this league, how can you challenge for state titles? As good as the Federal League is, if you can't win the Federal League, how are you going to challenge for a state title?
Okay. Yeah, you can't. You've got to be the top dog and go undefeated in the Federal League. You should dominate, and that should put you in line to not just win one playoff game and get bounced in the second round, right? That should put you in line to be a championship contender with the St. Ignatiuses, the St. Eds.
Absolutely.
And anybody down south,
see,
right?
When you talk about not having a dog in the fight, that's who you want to be compared to. You don't need a dog in the fight in Stark County. You want to compare yourself to the state greats and get back to where you used to be.
Well, guess what? They're going to play one of those in opening on opening day, and we'll have it for everybody on WHBC as they host the Mentor Cardinals in game one of the season. So we'll see if Antonio Hall, as the interim head coach, minus his best player going to Arkansas but not playing for McKinley, can turn this thing around in what has been, like I said, a tumultuous offseason for the Bulldogs. All right, we'll get a break in right now, JT. When we come back, hey, fantasy football. We got to get started on this, JT. The season's going to be here before you know it. We've got an expert talking fantasy and gambling next.